When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
No more shine. I'm being called hopelessly naive by Curtis and by others who know this Red Sox team much better than I do. So,
but we know you're a hopeless romantic.
I am a hopeless romantic. I have the hook is in the gill, and right. I have been sucked in by the Red Sox.
But like a parlay. Hey, you never know.
You do. That is accurate. Hello, Rich Keefe.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Excellent time hanging out last night.
Yes, thanks for having me. Very nice.
Nice shack that the guy has over
Not bad.
Not a bad
Not
spot.
Not a bad spot over
did
there.
Did you see the toilet?
I did not see the toilet.
Oh,
not until you get home, at least.
Yeah, that's right. Wait, what's the toilet?
He has the best toilets of all time.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
I would have gone right there to the start.
Oh, yeah.
Bidet style button, seat warm.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Would have been in there all night.
Yeah.
That's probably better that I didn't know that.
Yeah, next time.
Yep, next time, for sure. Definitely next time.
It's nice. Where are you on Juan Soto?
I love Juan Soto. I think there is a 0% chance the Red Sox sign Juan Soto.
What about 1%?
Well, we were talking about this the other day, Jones and I think the Patriots have a better chance of making the playoffs than Juan Soto signs with the Red Sox.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think it's 2% to 0% is how it breaks down. But
that's a wet blanket.
Yeah,
right
no chance.
There.
Sorry. I know you're talking yourself into it.
Which
is only going to make you more disappointed if it doesn't happen.
I know. I can't help myself.
Well, why visit him?
Why visit
so
him?
They can tell the fans, like, hey, we tried. Hey, we were in, but he just, the Mets just gave him too much. I bet they don't even offer him anything.
Do you think they're flying out there just for optics?
Yes.
Yeah, but isn't the
Not
optics,
very green of them.
Isn't the optics more of a bad look now if they fly out there and then it's a phony thing?
They're setting themselves up to disappoint everyone.
Well, they're not going to say it's a phony thing, but they're not going to get them.
But we all know it would be. So,
I think they think we're dumb.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they thought, but I think it's starting to, like, they're maybe starting to hear the rumbles of, like, we see what you're doing now.
Well, like, last year, like, Shohei Ohtani was a free agent. He talked to 6 teams, I think. Red Sox weren't on there. It's like, you weren't interested in Shohei Ohtani? Like,
well, no, they expressed that they would have some interest, but they never got to the point of a visit or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess I'm being played like a fiddle. it's fine.
That's an interesting point, because there was interest in Yamamoto, and they made a move, but unfortunately, they got outbid by the Dodgers.
They got outbid for Seth Lugo by the Royals. They're not going to now sign Juan Soto. I just don't see it happening. Because what do you think it's going to cost to get him? $600 million?
Yeah. At least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't, I mean.
They have it.
No, they definitely
to
have
start
it.
Start paying.
They definitely have it. But I don't see it happening. Maybe I'll be wrong.
But I feel
I'd be thrilled to be wrong on this.
So why does Cora re-sign for 3 years if he knows that they're not going to be big players, when he's complained about talent and personnel?
I mean, he's getting a lot of money. I don't know where else he's necessarily going to go. His family loves Boston.
Well, people told me if Alex Cora would have been fired, there would have been 10 teams lining up to hire him.
Yeah, maybe there wouldn't be. Nobody would know better than Cora about his market.
True. True. Yeah.
But what about the fact that Juan Soto has had one thing and one thing only on his manifestation board his whole life, and that is playing for his beloved Boston Red Sox?
That's true. That would be nice.
Was
it Ortiz, right? He loves Ortiz.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Ortiz will not be going, Bradfo says.
That's great. Too bad.
And you know what people who only want to play in one place do? They hire Scott Boris.
Yeah. Guy's already played for 3 teams.
You're probably right.
5 years
you're
or whatever.
Probably right.
Can I agree with Courtney on something?
Yes.
Ooh.
Domino's.
Oh, Rich.
Hell yeah. Domino's.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. You're such a
kid. Oh, I love it.
Yep.
You are such a kiss.
Credibility.
Pounds of Domino's in high school and college,
good.
And I still do today.
It's way better now.
Love it.
It's way better.
Is it the recipe change that did it for
you? No, I like the old one, too. Nobody liked the old one. I liked it then, and I like it now.
Really?
I'm a big, huge Domino's fan.
And you live in Massachusetts.
I do.
I can't believe it.
I do. It's delicious. Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
What are you guys doing today?
We got a lot going on. We're going to get into Sean McVay a little bit. How good of a coach is Sean McVay? It's funny. I think he's a great coach, but hasn't had a ton of success the last couple of years. So is that the sort of the model to go down still, like the offensive head coach, which I like? Mm-hmm. And Bruins Thursday. So Andrew Razor Raycroft will join us at 11:30 today.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, enjoy it. We will enjoy it. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for your patronage.